Real education is everywhere. The worst thing about schools being bad for us is how amazing getting a real education is. Above all, a real education will take you through a series of small businesses that will help you learn about money making. It ends poverty. Fears of losing a job, or losing a little home, or working in a cubicle. Real education teaches you real things, and real things are pretty useful in the real world. Real education begins with you, what you like, where you are going, and where you have already been. You read books that touch your heart, and listen to music that moves you. You do things that are connected to you, to your future, to your knowledge. You don't practice photography for some undefined reason. You have a need to take a photo, to learn the power of light and darkness and the magic of focal length, so that you can begin your portrait drawings by projecting that photo on a large paper sheet and tracing it. You will learn photo editing in the process, as you fiddle with GIMP to trace edges, find mid-tones, and make your portraits perfect. By the time you sit down to your first oil painting, your photography and portrait drawings are going to be perfect. Music will accompany your studies, and it won't be too long before you will begin composing your own. You will discover some of your call to music when you paint. It just makes sense that you should learn from the greats and make your own. Programs like LMMS take care of all the boring parts and let you sit down to compose chords and melodies. Whether you take to dance music or begin composing for an impossibly large orchestra, you will discover another call. A call to automation. A call to programming. Software development is very easy. People just make it sound complicated. Learn just a tiny little bit about Linux and begin building your own commands. Learn how data can be efficiently streamed between programs, chunk by chunk, without needing to transfer the whole data set, and take to using the event emitter and streams in your programs so that all components can communicate and stream as well. Programming will help you automate art. It will help you compose endless music. Where business is concerned, it is a tool that eliminates the need for warehouses and keeps your upfront investment at zero. Art, music, and product generation will call to mathematics. And as you can imagine by now, math is pretty simple. The biggest challenge in mathematics is finding a good use for it. You already have one: generative music and art, and maybe games, perhaps with pixel art. As you carry on, it is impossible to resist narrated books. And you will no doubt fall in love with science by going over the science popularizer books. From here, even the sky is not the limit. One day you may be collecting micrometeorites and studying microbiology, and the next day, tending to your greenhouses and electronics. The more your work takes you outside, the more you will find it useful to bring electronics along with you. Here you'll find yourself soldering single-board computers and sensors, programming relays, and maybe controlling robots and drones. Very simple. the more you learn, the harder it is to predict what will call to you next. Philosophy and psychology, education and mathematics, engineering and entrepreneurship, leadership and wisdom. But eventually, you will wish to share what you know, to help the world grow a little bit. And that is almost certainly about creating inspirational audiobooks or books. And if you ever need proof of exceptional ability, your portfolio, experiments, adventures, videos, and maybe books will speak more than words. Real education is found in all the real things we do.